So this lady unfortunately did relapse or have progressive disease after transplant. I see she got a couple rounds of chemotherapy and then bevacizumab.
Yeah, and it was interesting. She was being treated at a time, not only had the Athera trial not been released, but brentuximab vedotin hadn't even been FDA approved. And so at that time, her third line treatment of choice was a gemcitabine-based chemotherapy regimen. But as would be predicted, in somebody with chemotherapy-resistant disease, that didn't work very well. And as that was failing, the patient, lo and behold, brentuximab gets FDA approved. We started her on that agent, and she responded beautifully. She achieved a remission. That remission lasted for a good period of time. The labeled dose of this treatment is for up to a year. And what we found with this patient does happen a fair amount of the time is she did develop peripheral sensory neuropathy. Remember, she'd been exposed to previously vinca alkaloids and other neurotoxins, so we dose reduced and ultimately had to discontinue her treatment short of the full year. She then enjoyed a remission for a period longer, but ultimately did relapse.
It's interesting, though, she did get a CR out of the bevacizumab, but then she had disease progression. When you see a patient who gets a CR out of bevacizumab, generally, what are you expecting?
The fact is, half of those people will stay in remission. So I look at each patient on a case-by-case basis. But the real question for me in somebody who's relapsing, who achieves a remission to brentuximab, is, am I going to take that patient to an allogeneic stem cell transplant with curative intent? Now, if nearly half of these people will be sustained, then we might not need to take these patients to allotransplant. I always look for a donor, and if they are young and have a donor, then I typically will take those patients in their first CR to brentuximab to transplant. Patients who are older, certainly patients who don't have a high-quality matched donor, I'll keep on the brentuximab. This patient, we did look for a donor. She didn't have an allogeneic donor available within either her family or in the registry, and so we elected brentuximab alone. I don't think that's an answered question right now. I think it's an area of controversy, and I think about it that the youngest patients with a good donor, I still err on the side of transplant, but I think that's a moving target today.
So, unfortunately, she did develop disease progression 2 years later. Incidentally, what happened to the peripheral neuropathy? Did it resolve?
The peripheral neuropathy improved significantly. It persists to this day as grade 1 peripheral neuropathy, but has not resolved entirely.